Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hey, what's up? I'm Mark Grody. Welcome into the Daily Score. What a fascinating Chicago Cubs win, 3-1 over the Mets. When I cover sporting events, sometimes my boss will text me or call me, or if I'm like, the most recent example is when I was covering the Bears Soldier Field layout or their new stadium layout on the lake. I get a text from my boss, Mitch Rosen, saying, "Hey, what's the headline?" He just wants to know the headline. Skip all the other fluff and crap. Let me know what's going on there. So I'll shoot him a headline. Here's the headline tonight. Cubs didn't have a hit for seven innings and win the game 3-1. This was a ride, man. The Cubs got there, by the way, in the ninth inning with a Christopher Morel two-run jack off of Edwin Diaz. We'll tell you more about the guy who actually had the no-hitter going. But again, brass tacks, Chris Morel just with a blast with two outs to put the Mets down in game one of this four-game series. Luis Severino was the pitcher who had basically seven innings of no-hit ball for the New York Mets, and it was pretty amazing just watching him, how fast he was working. That's the other part about this game. This game through six innings took 1 hour, and the Mets obviously were leading 1-0 at one point in this game, but the Cubs put that thing away. Cubs getting their first hit of the game from Dansby Swanson. And that was obviously in the eighth inning, and Severino lasted through that eighth inning, but did get nicked up. It wasn't until the ninth inning that the Cubs actually were able to salvage this game. I got to tell you, if you know me, you know that I am not big into gambling, but I do have the MGM app, and occasionally I've had little spurts where I've dabbled in it until I start to lose, then I just let it go. When Michael Busch, when it was 1-0, still in the eighth inning of this game, Cubs trailing 1-0, still hadn't had a hit. When Michael Busch walked and Swanson was coming up, I raced to the app. It just hit me. I was like, I think the Cubs are going to win this game. I'm not even talking about who's going to get the hit over under. I mean, straight up, give me money line. So that's what I was going to do. I was going to just drop in 10 or 20 bucks and make a nice little profit out of that. Because I just had that feeling. I just had the feeling. It's been so long since I have laid a bet, like probably a couple of months, that the app was not ready for me and needed a new Needed a new password. Needed to make sure this was me on that device. We're doing all the proper checks. And I'm like, yes, it's me. And by the time that I actually got it back up and running, Face ID, everything, the money line was locked. I was like, unlock me. So yeah, that was my experience watching that game, at least at that point. So no money for Markey. The seventh inning of this game as well was interesting. Seventh inning, it's 1-0 Mets. And this was kind of like a make good. That's why I'm bringing the seventh inning up. Make good for, well, really more for Christopher Morel, I suppose, than Mike Tauchman. But in the Cubs seventh, it's 1-0 Mets. Tauchman at second, Morel with like a looping liner, and Tauchman easily doubled up the inning, sudden death to that inning, and it just felt rough right there. It's like, okay, maybe this is not going to happen. But obviously it did. And I don't know. I mean, like, it may have been the perception of that baseball may have been difficult for Mike Tauchman, I think, and not knowing that it was just a blooper that was going to be easily caught. But it was one of those games. But eighth inning, finally get the first hit. I should even point out, actually, the Cubs did actually score a run to tie it in the eighth inning, and it was pretty amazing because the Cubs had a couple men on. Craig Counsell decides to pinch hit for Yan Gomes with Nick Madrigal, which I was kind of like, huh, he is prone. We know how much contact he makes, but he can hit a ground ball with the best of them. He did hit a little dribbler towards the left side of the infield, but it was not hit hard enough to turn a double play, which the Mets attempted. The Mets probably could have come home on that play, but they decided to attempt to turn two, just a little bit slow. Madrigal gets the RBI out of that on a slow roller where he avoids a double play to tie the game at one. And then, man, I'll be damned if Chris Morel didn't do what he did. And then I was like, can you imagine my anxiety at this point where I'm happy for the Cubs that they take the lead. And it was very dramatic. And it was classic Christopher Morel, no doubt about it. But I'm like, I knew it. I could have made $30 tonight. So, yeah, that was very upsetting. Few other things, actually. This probably would have been the lead if it were not for Luis Severino's, I'm just going to call them antics at this point, his no-hit style baseball and the Cubs' bats slumping just a little bit. Jameson freaking Taillon looked good. He goes 7 1/3, allowed 1 run on 4 hits, did give up a home run, only 78 pitches, gave Craig Counsell exactly what he needed. The bullpen is exhausted. A 17-0 win on loss on Saturday did just wonders. Of course, you had plenty of Matt Mervis and Patrick Wisdom pitching that day as well, didn't you? But yeah, Taillon was terrific. 7 1/3, 1 run, 4 hits, the home run, 78 pitches, like I said. He has looked good since he's come back, since he's begun his season. He allowed the 1 earned run against Houston over 5 2/3, 1 earned run against Miami over 5 innings, and then he does this against the Mets tonight. So this is the Jameson Taillon that the Cubs were expecting. Let's hope that it stays smooth for Taillon. He was just terrific. Looked in command of his pitches, made big pitches, and was just terrific throughout the night. Couple other things. I'm thinking about Pete Crow Armstrong because he came up with the Mets, traded to the Cubs in 2021 when the fire sale was going on by a Jed Hoyer. He was part of the Javier Baez deal, just to refresh. And don't sleep on Trevor Williams. He was part of that as well. Trevor Williams, who was nice to having him around because he local guy and his dad was at all those Cubs games, but he was part of
that deal as well.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So, yeah, I'm thinking PCA 0 for 3. He got booed at one point in time by the Mets fans. It was in the sixth inning maybe. While Luis Severino has this no-hitter going, PCA attempts to bunt, and they're like, "Ah, we don't like that." And, you know, that it was a 1-0 game. So that's it's at that point, there's you are trying to get a victory still. So no shame to PCA, but – he does look so much more comfortable this time around. Thank God he hit that home run against Houston last week to get off the schneid in terms of the hits. I know he had another big hit as well. I haven't been able to watch as closely as I wanted recently the Cubs just because of the NFL draft. But, yeah, man. I mean, he does play a smooth outfield. You know, he just he looked like a guy last year who needed a deep breath. And I think Craig Counsell gave it to him by starting this season in AAA. And then because of all of these injuries for the Cubs, now he has to come up. They're not forcing him up, anything like that. He has to come up. So not sort of the same pressure because you don't have the same kind of parade going on this time around when he comes up. So PCA, the other guy I was thinking about was Hector Neris. Oh, Hector made it interesting last night. 3-1 Cubs in the ninth. He allowed a couple men on with one out, first and second of one out, struck out DJ Stewart. And then he gets Brett Beatty to strike out, swinging to end the game dramatically. And I'm still nervous about the end of the Cubs bullpen. Obviously, we've seen Alzolay in earlier innings recently by Craig Counsell, but I don't know how comfortable I am with Hector Neris in there as well in the long run. So I promise you that, because in a year in which there are expectations, you better have a closer by the time it's all said and done. I think that's it. I'm just kind of going through my little notes. The coming up portion of the Cubs, sort of interesting. So this is a 4-game series, so 3 more games at the Mets. They come home then to play the Milwaukee Brewers. And that's interesting just because of Craig Counsell and the fact that the Cubs and the Brewers right now are neck and neck in the National League Central. So I'm definitely looking forward to that on that homestand. You'll see the Padres on that homestand as well. But 3 more games with the Mets here in this series. And after the first game is dramatic. Thanks, everybody, for watching The Daily Score. I always appreciate it. Thank you to Ray Diaz, the executive producer of The Daily Score. I'm Mark Grody. I shall talk to you soon.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.